A six-day siege of a Palestinian village in the occupied West Bank by the Israeli army has led to the death of a 65-year-old man. Abdul Mohammed Amarna died after Israeli forces prevented him from leaving the town to receive urgent medical treatment at a hospital. The victim from the village of Yabad was being rushed to the hospital in Jenin when his car was stopped and the Israeli soldiers ordered him to go back to where he came from. A funeral was held today for Amarna. However, due to the Israeli siege on the town, no visitors or press were allowed to enter.
Yesterday, the Israeli army prevented Abdul Mohammed Amarna from exiting the checkpoint and going to hospital, which led to his death. This is a total violation of international law and the 4th Geneva Convention.
Jamal Juma from Stop the War Rights Association said the Israeli roadblocks and checkpoints have become a humanitarian issue, which has led to hundreds of deaths in the previous few years.
In the last 10 years or more, 13 years, there is like any hundreds of the Palestinians has been either died or women has been get delivery on the checkpoints. The checkpoints and within the West Bank is the places where the Palestinians is humiliated, dehumanized daily. This is unhuman. This is against the international law. This is an old man who's going to the hospital. Is there any justification whatsoever just to delay him and not to allow him to cross to go to the hospital?
The siege on the village of Yabad began 1 week ago when soldiers erected tents to surround the village under the pretext of security. There are over 100 permanent checkpoints in the West Bank. However, Israelis have also erected hundreds of flying checkpoints, leading to severe movement restrictions and forbidding Palestinians from accessing roads that remain open to Israeli settlers. This is the second recent incident of its kind at the Israeli checkpoint, as in November, a young girl died when Israeli soldiers would not permit her to pass the checkpoint. Human rights groups say that between 2000 and 2005, 67 women were forced to give birth at checkpoints when they were not permitted to pass, leading to 36 infant deaths. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.